93.7, the Rhythm to Go ZZ Top Legs. You can check them out with George Thorogood. All the details are going to happen. The show's going to happen, that is, at the Papa Murphy Stadium, Cal Expo. Everything's waiting for you. 93.7theriver.com. I'll ask Dana, because I think Dana's into bicycles. And Dana, when she's not pregnant, when she doesn't have a belly baby, she likes to drink local beer and hang out at the downtown hip scene with all the other hipsters. Have you ever done the Brew Bike, Dana?
Yes.
You have done it?
Yes.
And for the people that don't go downtown, the Brew Bike is basically, it's this big wagon bicycle thing with a tent on it, and everyone sits down at a bar, and they all have pedals, and they all get on the bike, and they have a bunch of beer that's iced down, I assume, and you sit...
You got it all wrong already.
All right, you do it.
Okay, so the Brew Bike is a canopied, big, it is motorized, slightly.
Okay.
But what it is there's about six seats on each side, so there's about 12, and you sit down and you have pedals, and you can pedal and power the bike, but it is also pedaled and powered by the driver. The driver steers it.
Oh, okay.
And as for drinks, it's not a bar that is mobile. You can bring a cooler with beers or wine or whatever you want
on your board.
But that's not the point of the Brew Bike. It's to go, you get to pick three local bars, and you bike from bar to bar.
Oh, I thought you got on the bike and you got all punched up and you pedaled around and they had like all these different beers and you got drunk.
No, you can bike like that, because riding your bicycle and drinking is not legal.
Yeah. Same as a DUI.
It's a DUI. So the reason that this is okay is because the driver is sober. He or she is the one who is making the bike move
They're maneuvering it. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's why your drunk butt can be on the bike.
When you're pedaling this beer bike thing, I mean, are you working?
You can work as much or as little as you want.
That's the ticket.
Yeah.
I like the as little.
I look at this beer bike thing and I'm like, are you kidding me, man? The last thing I want to do when I'm getting my swerve on and I'm having some drinks, I do not want to pedal.
You get your swerve on, though, and you're like, yeah, I'll pedal all night. Let's get some more beer.
You wake up the next day and you're like, oh my God, my head hurts, and so do my quads, man. I don't want to blast my quads when I'm getting all tuned.
That's used for a different term here behind the scenes.
Awful. So you don't have to pedal if you don't want to.
You don't have to, but you have to pedal a little bit, because it does need the people on boards pedaling to help power it.
But there is
a little motor in the bike.
You know the new trend now to get drunk and stuff while you work out?
No.
A lot of people like doing that.
No,
yeah, it's supposed to replenish all of your electrolytes.
Drink 10, 15 beers, go in and, you know, bench press.
I like to work on my arms by throwing darts or throwing cornholes or horseshoes. All I like to do is work my right arm. I don't want to work my legs. So because
your right arm.
Well, no, that's my dart arm, Dana. That's my cornhole bag arm. So now that the beer bike is taken off, and this guy that started this thing, everybody wants to do it. Now, just in time for summer, they're going to have the beer boat. Yeah, and 15 people, what they're going to do is they're going to get on just like they do the bike, and they can sit down on their seats, and they're going to have pedals, and it's going to power this big paddle wheel, and it's a 30-foot boat, like a patio boat. The group show up. Same thing like Dana said. I didn't know this, but on this boat, it's bring your own bee or wine or whatever. Can you bring booze, Dana? Like, if I wanted to do whiskey belts, can I bring, like, a bottle of bourbon?
I don't know, because we didn't bring anything. We just went from bar to bar.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I was wondering about the boat thing, because there are some bars and stuff along the river, but
sure.
I feel like there's not as many as when you're biking downtown, because you can choose from like 20, 30 establishments on the Brew Bike.
Yeah.
And you can go to any one of them, and I wonder if you're just drinking on board, or if you're going from bar to bar on the boat.
Well, there's only a couple. Depending on where you're going to be at, there's only a couple things you could go to, unless they set up little things.
You got,
you know,
like crawdads and
Chevys. I mean, there's not too much stuff down there. And then you got the Joe's Crab Shack.
Uh-huh.
There's a few places right down there. But it says here the boat is BYOB and limited. Oh, here's the answer to my question. Limited to beer, wine, and cider, with booming speakers and a healthy supply of solo cups stuffed near the back. And they got like a central bar in the back where everyone, I guess, puts their stuff, and then they go out. But the reason I was talking about this, and it's $35 a person. Okay?
That sounds fun.
And it goes out 11 a.m. to 6 a.m. or 6 p.m. rather.
Well, you got to be on it the whole time.
Well, here's where it gets good.
Because that's what my problem with boating in general is. You get out there, you just can't come back. I mean, a good hour is all right for me.
You're like the castaway.
Joe hates boating.
I just hate boating because everybody that wants to go wants to be out there for 19 hours.
Joe wants to go out and boat for like 10, 15 minutes.
I mean, an hour is cool.
Yeah, I guess they'll drop you off if you get tired of it, 11 to 6.
I would be tired at 12.
But what this guy wants to do that started the beer bike and the beer boat now, he's trying to get a permit with Sac County so people can jump off the boat
and swim.
Oh, yes. That'd be so awesome.
Well,
he's trying to get it to go through so people could dive off and swim. And I'm like, really? You really think is Daryl Steinberg, is he that cooked out of his mind that he's going to permit that?
No, I'm
have
not
you
asking
seen him
permission.
On TV? I think he is that cooked out of his mind.
Yeah, Daryl Steinberg. I mean, he's going to be swan diving off the top of that thing. I just don't think there's any way in hell the Sac County supervisors are going to give a license to this guy so people can drink wine, cider, and beer out on a pedal boat and then start jumping in the river.
We've got a whole new phase we've entered into around here.
Yeah, I mean, I know we're going to call it beer swimming. I mean, anything you add beer to, sure, it makes it better, but I couldn't believe that this guy said he's really legitimately trying to get the county or city to approve jumping off while the bike's out on the river.
He's my best friend.
There's no way they let that happen.
They're not going to let it happen, but I mean, you're going to get these people drunk enough anyway, and they're going to be like, woo, they just do it anyway.
They'll
claim
they fell.
Yeah, fell.
You know?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they'll have to wear, you know, life jackets. So if they have to wear life jackets.
Oh, man, that would suck.
And then you got to jump in.
You definitely have to wear a life jacket.
Yeah, they're not going to let people out there.
You don't have to wear a helmet on the brew bike.
Well,
do you?
No, you don't.
Oh.
Well, yeah, because you're not going fast enough.
And well, I don't think you're going to go very fast on this pedal boat. It's like those swan boats at the fair. You just sit there and spin in circles forever.
You're not hauling ass across the river on that thing.
Yeah, I guarantee they're going to make these people wear life vests. They would
have to.
Yeah.
You know what's always funny to me about these things? The beer bike, the beer boat, and certain things. They'll say beer, wine, and whatever else.
Cider.
As if wine... it's not going to get you. I mean, you could get liquored the hell up.
Wine is strong.
A bottle of wine, the thing of booze, it's the same thing. You drink a bottle of wine, you're drunk.
Oh, well, yeah, you drink a 12-pack of beer, you're drunk.
I mean, but you get drunk pretty quick on wine.
Yeah.
They act as if it's a little bit less, and I get boozed.
Dana, you call this guy that's doing this, and tell him we want to do a river party. Tell them, hey, the station's called The River, and we want to be on your beer boat on the river, and we'll get some river rockers, and we'll go out and we'll try this thing out. I think it'd be fun.
I'd go on that.
Yeah, we'll go out like one day when we get off work or on a Saturday, and we'll check it out. We'll all bring our own drinks and all that, and we'll hang out. And Joe, you know, he'll wear that leopard thong. And we'll
should wear it on something like that. Oh, I actually would.
It's called the beer boat, not the barf barge.
Why am I pregnant right now?
How many hours on it might become the barf barge.
So we'll keep you posted. Dana, call him. I want to see if we could do this. This might be pretty damn fun to go out on the river and have some beers and pedal.
Man.
So
that's the one good thing about it. It's a paddle, but nobody's going to be making you wakeboard or ski behind the boat. All the things that hurt me while I'm out there.
Dana, post this so people can see it. They say it's $35 a person. We'll put it up on Facebook. Hold on.
Dog and Joe.